20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, but rather raw, high 49, a little breezy, down to 29 by first thing on Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60, a windy day, then colder again with the next front on Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Commission passed a proclamation in support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is now one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo. Coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected,
so you'll lose. Hey, Mr. Putin, if I'm president of the United States, trust me, you're not going to interfere in any more American elections.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it. The way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
Domestic abusers can't go out and get an AK-47.
That bill,
along with... You didn't write that bill.
I wrote that bill. I wrote the bill.
Cuba made progress on education. Yes, I think. Really? Really?
If we cannot pull this party together, if we go to one of those extremes, we take a terrible risk of re-electing Donald.
You said Medicare for all will cost $30 trillion. Can you do the math for the rest of us?
How many hours do you have? I'll tell you exactly what it adds up to. It adds up to 4 more years of Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, and the inability to get the Senate into Democratic hands.
Do something for the people of America instead of a bunch of broken promises that sound good on bumper stickers.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now... here's Dan Morris.
53 degrees outside. Summer is up 60 points after being up almost 350 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing great. Feeling really
53
good.
Degrees. It was warmer this morning at 6:30 when I was walking clearance, and it was when I walked clearance right before I came to the studio.
Yeah,
Benji, sorry.
Talked to Rich Thomas this morning, said we're going to be spared rain, most likely, for
but we're going to freeze to death.
Yeah, cold front coming through. So,
man.
Benji is, how's he doing?
Doing great. He did really well last night. He's getting into the Tricksters. He's going to go see Kate Armstrong today at 3:15. I might leave the show a little bit early so I can take him on his walk. But he's doing great.
My aunt and uncle have a golden doodle, but it's a toy or a small poodle with a golden, which makes me, number one, go like, good job for that male little poodle. Really punching above your weight there. But it's an adorable tiny...
punching above his weight.
Yeah, like this tiny golden doodle. But yours is like full-size golden standard poodle.
Sorry, yeah, it's, this is... I can't wait to see the weight. You know, Clarence was a 45-pound dog. I'm going to guess this is 70 pounds.
Okay.
65 to 75 pounds. Big boy now... what he does, he gets on the sofa, puts his head in my lap.
Oh.
And so he at night he's in his bed. He's in his bed now. But when we're piling around and we're watching games and stuff, he's on the sofa with me. He's just a big, big baby is what he is. Duke lost last night to Wake Forest.
Oh.
I know. Tobacco Road and all that kind of stuff. William was a little depressed. William's got a tough duty. He's down in Destin for 2 weeks blowing things up.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I know.
What kind of fresh hell is that?
He said, you know, he was asking me about restaurants in the Destin area. Actually, we ought to get, what's his name, to call in. But he's not down there.
Oh, Josh, 38.
Josh, yeah. He's here. Maybe I'll get him to go down. Well, if Josh was there, I'd definitely get him to go by to go see him. But he's having a great time down there. He's the only guy that really knows Destin because he grew up going to Destin. Multiple times a year, and he's working at Eglin at the rocket missile demolition bombing range.
So much fun.
I know. And he said the missile that they had didn't do too well today, but they're going to redo another one to see if it was the missile or if it's the design. If it was that particular missile or if it was the design.
Hmm.
So we do have a flaw right out there. But he's having a good time. And I'm having a good time out here. Yeah, the Fox is really good at the Vintage Year. That's a great burger.
So good.
I have half of it left. Except if Benji learns how to open the refrigerator, I'll have none left.
I told you the way I'm working out, I got the Fox last week with sweet potato fries. I put it all down right there. And two beers on top of that.
Ooh.
I was hungry. One of those guys.
Did you get their draft IPA?
I did.
That's a really good. Really good with a hamburger, too.
Yes.
That's what I always do. Yeah, I forgot the name of it, but it's really good. It, you know, you compare a beer just like you compare wines to food. So the debate last night, man, SmackDown and Charlestown.
Yeah.
Man.
It was, I did not have as much fun watching that last night as the one before. The sequel is not as good.
No, it wasn't. I mean, these guys were totally out of control. Would love to hear what you guys have to say. But listen in to them talking over each other last night.
If you get nominated, we'll be relitigating this all year.
Do what I ask.
Look, first of all, let me go.
We'd ask respectfully if you would all please try to keep to the time.
So clears this up once and for all.
He has gotten funding from over 50 billionaires.
New topic. New topic, Senator Klobuchar. If you could honor the rules of the debate. Thank you. Senator Sanders, you're allowed a quick response, and we would like to allow the other people.
Moderator, guys.
Senator Sanders?
Moderator. Is it my turn?
Moderator. That was not edited where they spliced it over each other. That's exactly what it sounded like.
And I think my favorite moment was when Biden cut himself off and go, why do I do that?
Unbelievable. And, oh, by the way, did you know that 150 million people got killed by handguns?
I know. That's
I'm not going outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scared.
Goodness, Joe.
I had Kevin Murphy texted me and goes, 150 million people.
Maybe 150,000?
I think he missed about a few million here and there. But it was crazy. I mean, even Benji looked up at me like, what did he say? Benji's like, what? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Man, the clip you just played summed up the whole Democratic Party right there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Did a great job of representing themselves last night, didn't they?
Hey, yeah, let me tell you something. And it's funny, in watching all the shows, particularly if you watch Morning Joe today or you watch MSNBC or CNN, the first thing out of all their mouths were that Biden won. All of them said Biden won.
Hmm.
And then CBS had a poll this morning, which we're going to talk about and we're going to play some information from it, said that Sanders won. I mean, an actual poll, not... And so what happens if you... are scared of Bernie Sanders, you said Biden won. If you're being factual about it, you call it the way it is, and Bernie went in leading and he's going out leading.
Gosh, how can you say anybody won amongst that bunch of losers?
I know, it reminded me, I tried to find that cut from Animal House when he goes, food fight!
Wow, and you know, Biden's foreign policy answer was just complete nonsense.
It really was. Let me tell you something. I'm worried on a mental basis about Biden now.
Yes.
He just doesn't look good.
No. And stupid and senile do not go together very well.
Well, he gets his look on his face like, did I just pass gas? I mean, he gets his real kind of, what was that type of thing? Same look that Benji gets on his.
quickly, on this coronavirus.
Yeah.
Dan, we are blessed, us listeners to the radio station, to have a bona fide prevention program.
I know, we do.
Have given us, and we are very grateful for that.
I like that, and particularly when you add the guacamole to it.
And so, in light of that, are you going to selflessly hold that to just us survivors here on the River Region, which would be well justified, or are you going to generously give it to the CDC for the rest of the
country? Well, CDC is just right up the road, and one of my favorite wine stores in America is in Atlanta also, so I might have to go up there and bring a case to them so they can start inoculating folks.
These people need guidance real bad. But, you know, I was thinking that and saying, well, gosh, man, we have the prevention program right here.
Dr. Dan.
Of course, that Corona stock that you bought a couple of weeks ago is doing really good, too.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's after it. Even in the damn pocket.
Time to get up to the CDC and enlighten them, man, because what the hell have we got to lose, man?
So how does pain handle in this kind of weather?
Very good inside.
I couldn't believe how warm it was, or how much warmer it was at 6:30 this morning versus 11:30 just a little while ago.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's gonna drop like a rock in the next couple of days, but that's all right. It's springtime.
Somewhere
really starting to bloom, and it's gonna keep blooming. So nature knows, we don't.
There you go.
So I'm just going to go by nature, and I just have to do what it tells me to do because I have no choice. None of us do. So you guys have a good day. I'm going to listen to more buffoonery, as we discussed earlier, Joey, and we'll have a good time with it. Thank you, fellas.
Rare time, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Clint right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue, and March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Every candidate in this race says they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Many candidates in this race say they support term limits, but I've done it. Many candidates say they will fight for conservative values, but I've done it. Some candidates say they support our military, but I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. So on March 3rd, you have a choice. You can either vote for a candidate who says they're going to do it or vote for Barry Moore who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Hey, everyone. Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. It is a hump day. Happy hump day to you. We are over the hump, headed into the weekend, and halfway through the second week of Paw It Forward, our pet donation drive to benefit the local Humane Society shelters. You know what we're doing. We've been out here for a week and a half at this point. We are at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard until 1 o'clock. Come and drop off your donations to benefit the Montgomery, Pratt-Villataga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. There is a barrel right inside the door that makes it super easy for you to come in and drop off whatever you need to drop off. There is also a full list of the most wanted things, the most needed things on any of the station websites, so make sure you go to that. And but honestly, anything you could think of that you would pick up for your own dog, just grab an extra one and drop it off to us. Every little bit counts. Please, please, please donate what you can. And come and see Otis. They have a new store mascot. His name is Otis, a brown golden doodle. I'll be there with him, playing with him. You can't see us. You can't miss us from the road in our Sprinter van. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Yeah, that debate last night, to say the least, was interesting.
Here's a lady comes from all around. Many places.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. Hope you can hear me this time.
I can hear you.
I'm not breaking up. I watched that whole debate last night and listened to it.
Oh, my goodness.
And from start to finish. And it was laughable. It was laughable. You know, I thought all seven of them should be in Ringman Brothers.
It's funny, even some of the more liberal talking heads kind of said that this did not give the Democrat Party the look that they needed.
Exactly. And it's more sad than laughable, in my opinion. I mean, this is our Democratic Party for these United States of America. And this is the best people they can put forward for the American people.
Yeah, let me tell you what, there will be many a book written about what happened with this election and the swerving off to the left that the Democrats did and that they didn't pay attention years ago. They got them to where they are right now.
Yeah, and it's a sad time in our history. I mean, this is the best we can do for America is from this party. It's pitiful. There's got to be somebody better out there in the Democratic Party than these people. Got to be.
Well, this is how parties get reinvented, and they purge themselves. They get their butts kicked really bad, and they go, "Damn, that hurt!" And so then they then they do something about it.
Yes, they do. All right, so just my opinion. It's a shame, and another bad thing about this is one of those candidates is going to get millions of votes.
Yep.
They're going to get a lot of votes. And I just don't understand how anybody can even go with Democrats today. I don't get it. But we'll see what happens.
That we will. I appreciate you an awful lot.
Have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Yes. Let me go to a break, come back, and let's get into some of the news items. Particularly the way the media is covering this debate tells me an awful lot. We're going to be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
In the night, she's out of sight.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump holds a press conference on the coronavirus at 6 Eastern tonight in Washington. Disagreement over funding to fight the virus. The White House has requested $2.5 billion, something House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls
too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer requesting $8 billion to fight the virus.
That's significantly more than the Trump administration has requested. It's expected to include $1.5 billion for the Centers for Disease Control, $3 billion for the PHE fund, that's hospital preparedness, $2 billion for state and local reimbursement.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. And the Indiana grandfather of a toddler who fell to her death from an open window on a cruise ship in Puerto Rico last October will plead guilty in her death. A family attorney saying he'll avoid jail time. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi,
everybody. Mostly cloudy, breezy today. A few spotty showers possible as the latest cold front sweeps through the state. Highs in the upper 50s, but dropping by late afternoon and this evening to the 40s. We'll end up with an overnight low temperature down to about 31, but the morning wind chill by dawn down to the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, but rather raw. High 49, a little breezy. Down to 29 by first thing on Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60, a windy day. Then colder again with the next front on Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2 9 2 2 8 is where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard.
Hey there. Just wanted to shed a little more light on the dismal array of people that they have running. The fact that they let Bernie Sanders infiltrate their party and run as a Democrat, to me, speaks volumes about what the Democrats have to offer. Shouldn't they just say, you can't run as a Democrat, you're an independent. Do your own stuff. You know, have your independent party back you. But instead, they just kind of welcome them in, you know?
Well, they need them is the reason. That, see, that group is becoming more and more a part of the Democrat Party, and so if you take that leg off the stool falls down. So they were trying to do that out of self-preservation, but it's going to bite them on the butt anyhow.
Yeah, that's a shame because, you know, I mean, it just makes them look silly. It really, really does make them look silly because they don't have anybody that's worth their salt enough to put up to be a Democratic candidate. I mean, anybody they put up is laughable.
Yeah, and this one's going to be interesting because have you noticed a new line is Trump, nobody thought Trump could win either, and so you see he's president of the United States now. And so they're using that for Bernie Sanders as kind of a, we're not really dead in the water here. There are a lot of differences between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I think Donald Trump's going to mop the floor with Bernie Sanders.
I agree, and particularly after watching the way Bernie responded to attacks last night and the crowd jeering and booing him. I mean, that's not a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign at all. And, you know, not to mention the fact that he says he's going to raise individual taxes to 52%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when you take all the things he said, and then when he goes, I have a plan, and we put it up on the website, you read that as nothing. It's all high platitude stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, and see, the thing, the whole Democratic thing about, oh, we're going to tax the millionaires more, okay? Here's the truth of the matter. You could tax every millionaire and every billionaire at 100% of what they make and still not have enough money to make your plans go.
Yeah, you got to get the middle class in there to pay for what they want to pay for.
Absolutely. All right, Dan, y'all have a good day.
Kyle, great talking to you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How say you today?
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Good, good.
It's not raining. That's good.
Man, it was kind of weird last night. It was like, first of all, CBS lost complete control of that thing.
Oh, man, did they?
That was just terrible. I mean, they just, it was just terrible.
They did so many things wrong, it was unbelievable. Beginning, at the very beginning, when Gail and Deborah were out on the stage, and I cannot believe that a TV producer didn't think about this. I mean, Deborah Norville, she looked great in that white pantsuit. And then what they did is they turned and they walked towards their place where they were going to ask questions. Gail has got a butt on. You know, here's good, you know, shapely Deborah Norville. And then she walks away and I went, God, who thought of that? I mean, she had a choo-choo. It was terrible. I was going, yeah, like, man, somebody needs to be fired on that one.
Wide load. it was just, and they asked that right off the bat. They just let it go. I mean, it was like a free for all. And it was, what was really weird, I don't know if this was planned. It seemed like they had a lot of people in that audience that were anti-Bernie people.
Oh, yeah.
And it was almost like a setup. Warren, her job was to attack Bloomberg because she didn't want to. She wasn't going to attack Bernie because they're too much of a lot. So she went after Bloomberg, and the other guys went after Bernie. And it was that it was just set up like that, and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm now even more convinced that Elizabeth and Bernie have got a deal going on because her job was to attack Bloomberg. And then she did a light thing with Bernie. I think I would make a better president, but it's very light. It was, everything is still compatible with them. So I think they are looking at running as a ticket here.
Yeah. And the others attacked Bernie. Of course, the others, none of those have a chance. So all they can do is just attack. That's all they've got left to do. And I guess Tom Steyer was like in timeout or something. He was down there at the end, get like holding it up. The end is what he was on, what, two or three times. He contributed nothing to that.
Yeah, he certainly didn't do himself well considering how much money he spent in South Carolina.
Yeah, and Buttigieg, he attacked and made it look like he is so arrogant. Well, you know what I mean? He just seems like he knows everything and.
He held it together better than anybody else did. Yeah. Elizabeth Warren, as far as being on target and handling themselves, Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg were the two that did that. Steyer just made it. I mean, Steyer didn't know what he's talking about. Of course, neither does Biden, neither does Bernie.
Yeah, Biden. I was waiting for him to wake up. Where am I? Is it time? He was just. But, I agree with that caller. There's 300 million people in this country. That's the best the Democrats can come up with. That's pathetic.
It really is. And let me tell you what happens is your party becomes an essence of yourself. And it was our mistake of nominating Bob Dole to run against Bill Clinton. And, you know, it was the essence of the party. He was the majority leader. He had all the connections. He won it, and we got whooped and whooped bad. And same thing with John McCain. And John McCain was the essence of the party. And it took Donald Trump to break that institutionalized Republican Party apart where you're looking at things differently and the cream started rising to the top. The Dems need to do the exact same thing. They need to get away from these institutional people that represent pods within the party and go out and find somebody that can actually motivate the moderates and the liberals.
It's going to be interesting next Tuesday. Dan, a quick question here on local. Who's running those attack ads on Bradley Byrne? Who's running those attack ads on him? It's some group. I never did catch who it was. Do you know who that is or who would be put them up to that?
I don't know. I would assume that it's some pooled money from that Sessions and or Tuberville, but Sessions probably more likely.
Yeah, I think it's Sessions.
Well, Sessions has those kind of contacts. I don't think Tuberville does.
No, yeah. That's kind of...
We're going to have Bradley on Monday. Also, we're going to have Liz Cheney on at 2 o'clock today.
Boy, she's good. I'm going to be interested in that. She's great.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Let me go to the phone so I go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Happy Friday or happy Thursday to you and Joey. Hope you guys are doing great.
Did I miss a day?
No, I'm sorry. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Okay, I was wondering.
Happy hump day.
I mean, I did drink heavily during the debate, but I didn't think I was out for a day.
That was not a debate. That was the Jerry Springer Show.
That really
all over
was.
Again.
It really was.
Now, my one question is, where in the name of heaven did Joe Biden come up with that figure of 150 million people being killed since 1977 and his pushing through that gun control legislature?
Well, what his campaign has said, he meant 150,000. But then what he said is that it's all wars combined, and then he put the caveat of since the Vietnam War, which is 55,000.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
But most of those deaths are suicide.
Yes,
right.
You know,
over half of them are.
I encounter people every day that tell me, "Oh, I'm scared to death of guns. They're dangerous." I went online just for kicks and checked. And according to national statistics, we had, in 2019, we had 388,900 people killed in automobile-related incidents. We had, I believe it was just over 15,500 killed in firearms-related incidents, not including suicides. Now, which would you think would be more dangerous? Some idiot behind the wheel of a car or some responsible gun owner?
Well, Captain Obvious, more people have cars, and that's why more people use cars. And when you use something on a regular basis that has a dangerous factor to it, people will die.
Exactly. You know, you make one false move or one stupid move with a car, and you could wipe out a half a dozen or more people.
Absolutely.
Okay. So why is a car safer than a gun? I can take any firearm in the world and lay it out in the middle of Atlanta Highway, chamber loaded and cocked, and until somebody comes by, picks it up, and uses it irresponsibly, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Okay. Is the safety on or off?
Safety's off.
So they weren't
safety
over
to... is off.
Okay.
It could lay there until hell freezes over. And until somebody uses it irresponsibly, it can't hurt anybody. It is not evil. It is not mean. It is not dangerous.
Now, I've dropped a gun before that's gone off.
Yeah, but and then when one of these firearms is used to defend yourself, like I think recently happened in Flatwood, Alabama, it's virtuous to be able to defend yourself.
How about the one that happened in Wetumpka? Mm. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
A guy breaks into a home, and the guy goes out and with his firearm, and he thinks that the guy's reaching his pocket and thinks it's a weapon, and he shoots him. Shot him five times. I don't learn him.
Actually four, but and one of them was a headshot, and the guy's still alive.
Yeah, still alive.
Wow.
And Franklin, who's one of my favorites, he said, yeah, we're not going to prosecute that.
No, there's no reason to. Because this man just broke into this man's house.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a threat. So, you know, I have no sympathy for anything that happens to someone that is stupid enough to break into someone else's property, and especially pose a threat to that person and his or her family.
Let me roll here, Steve. I've got, I'm up against a break here. Dan Marr Show, I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. This is where we are. Folks, when I see a good deal for you, I always want to share that with you. And Paul and Christian Mello with Wallace and Moody Realty, they've got a really good deal that's out there. How'd you like to buy a house that you start out with $100,000 in equity? I believe that's going to make it where you're not going to be subject to the mortgage insurance because of the appraised value. The price is for $455,000, just done January. And they're selling them for $355,000. Now, it's got a new roof on it. They put up a new privacy fence around the swimming pool, put in some new windows, remodeled two of the bathrooms, and they painted in some of the rooms. But here's the other deal. They've got $10,000 in allowance for upgrades, a home warranty, and a pool warranty. Whereas this is a Monticello Drive. At the end of Monticello Drive, where you turn, that you would go into the really big, backs up to the really big estate that's in the back, all those huge houses back there. Get ready to copy this telephone number down, because you need to call Paul and Christie. 399-7648, 399-7648. Skip Zillow, call Mello. Give them a buzz. Good personal friends of mine. Let's do this. Let's do the debate review on CBS. Let's start with this. It's going to be an opener, and they're going to talk about a poll that was taken. Listen in.
The Democrats in last night's CBS News debate held almost nothing back in their last confrontation before Saturday's South Carolina primary and next week's Super Tuesday. Candidates desperate to stop frontrunner Bernie Sanders' momentum took him on from start to finish.
Medicare for all will lower health care costs in this country by $450 billion a year.
The math does not add up.
It adds up to four more years of Donald Trump.
It doesn't show enough about how we're going to pay for it. I dug in, I did the work, and then Bernie's team trashed me for it.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg hit Sanders over intelligence claims that Russians are trying to help him in the election.
Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected, so you'll lose to him.
Hey, Mr. Putin, if I'm president of the United States, trust me, you're not going to interfere in any more American elections.
A CBS News poll taken after the debate shows 47% of viewers came away feeling nervous about the available candidates, while 42% were optimistic. 45% said they were impressed by Sanders' performance. That's the largest number for any candidate.
Now, that's different than if you were to be watching Morning Joe or CNN last night or this morning, because they have it up. Biden won. And particularly Morning Joe, because they're clearly scared of Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Very scared of Bernie Sanders. So if you were in fear of Bernie, you thought Biden won. If you were just looking at it, what he did is he repelled all the attacks. Now, we have Dickerson and Payne, John Dickerson, formerly of Face the Nation, and Payne, I forgot his first name. He's a political analyst for CBS, also a former Democrat strategist. Listen in about Biden.
Last night it was a raucous night, I asked.
Raucous.
But you keep your answers to a minute and 15. And then you follow the time cues, please, gentlemen. John, I'm going to start with you, because Bernie Sanders entered the debate as a front runner. After last night's performance, does he remain in that position, do you think?
I think so. They all discovered he was the front runner, yes, in a way, and it felt like
he had the biggest bullseye on his back.
He did, and it felt like one of those disaster films where somebody rummages through the drawer, throwing anything at that. I mean, they went at him on guns, electability, effectiveness, and that was part of the problem, is that it was a diffuse kind of yelling at Bernie Sanders, and so he was able to stand there and carries on. Nobody was able to really prosecute the case against Bernie Sanders, and if you don't do that, he's marching forward, and if you're unable to stop him, then it's a good night for him, even though in the aggregate it was a night full of kind of messiness for Democrats.
Joel, Pete Buttigieg made the argument that a Sanders nomination would be a drag on the rest of the ticket, possibly cost the Democrats Congress. Did he make his case in that argument?
Sure. Buttigieg is always very eloquent on nights like this. The problem is that we haven't seen these debates be real game changers. You know, Elizabeth Warren certainly had a nice debate last week, but, you know, did it really carry her to any success in Nevada? Not really. And so these debates, while in the past, maybe in previous cycles, they've been game changers, they haven't been this cycle. I think people were looking for a moment. That's why you noticed it felt like a rugby scrum.
Yes.
Gail,
yes.
I'm sure you still have your flap jacket on from last night. But I'm not sure if anything changed fundamentally about the race. I do think that Joe Biden had some good moments and probably was able to maybe help run up the score a little bit in South Carolina. He needs a big victory, a small, modest victory, and South Carolina really does him no good. He needs a 10-point-plus victory, something like that, to really change his trajectory in the race.
By the way, we're going to have the story of Jim Clyburn endorses Biden, which is probably that was bigger than the debate performance last night, which may save his you-know-what. Going to be back with more from Dickerson and Payne and others. Major Garrett is very interesting right after the top of the hour break.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada News Talk.